أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Like always, we start with setting the intention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our intention to sit down in a gathering to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get to know Allah, to know how to worship Allah better, to know inshaAllah how to connect our heart purely to Allah. Because unless we know the purpose of what we doing and the virtues and the value of what we doing, we will not be encouraged to do inshaAllah. And we said in the last week, we start inshaAllah by the stories and life of Prophet and Messenger. And we start with the creation of the earth and Prophet Adam alayhi salam, which some people dispute he is a prophet or not a prophet. We call him Abina Adam, the father of all mankind. Now we make salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in our heart and our tongue what benefit to us. And those who listen, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in our heart and our ear what benefit to us. And you make dua for me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me sincerity. You make dua for me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me say what benefit to me and one benefit to you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put light and barakah and blessing in what I say, and it might reach our heart inshaAllah, and it has the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We talked last week about Adam alayhi salam, and I was wanted to go to continue with the sons of Adam. But before we do that, I prefer to do like a little bit of recap and go back, okay, to what we said and make a junction, okay? Because actually, this is one of the weakness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us. One of the weakness is forgetting. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us to remember and remind each other. The shaitan, the devil, try to make us forget. And the believer, their job to remind each other. And this is why me as a human being, either I'm working for Allah or I'm working for shaitan. If I'm working for Allah, meaning I'm reminding other with Allah. And if, walayadu billah, may Allah forgive me and protect me from doing that, if I'm working for shaitan, I will deceive people from Allah to dunya. I will deceive people from everybody to remember everything except Allah. And this is the work of shaitan. And shaitan has soldier, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has soldier. The soldier of Allah is the believer. The soldier of shaitan is a disbeliever and hypocrite. And each one of us has to go back and ask himself, what I'm doing? Who am I? And whom I'm working for? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who work for Allah only, purely to Allah. We said Adam alayhi salam after he went to Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised him, do whatever you want, eat from whatever you wish, except this tree. And this was the first trial for Adam, a test. And some people said, is a test in Jannah? How come he is in Jannah, paradise, and be tested? Because paradise should not be any test in it. But we go back and we said, it was the wisdom of Allah. It was the wisdom of Allah. Because the wisdom of Allah above anything we can comprehend. The wisdom of Allah above anything we can comprehend. By this way, the number one is, it was the wisdom of Allah to Allah create Adam. He put him in Jannah, paradise, him and his wife, who create her, Eve, from the left side of the ribs of Adam alayhi salam. And he tell them, go, both of you. The reason why we have to be very slow in the story of Adam, because the story of Adam, it has the main concepts of what going on until the Day of Judgment. And if we understand it fully, we will understand our weakness, where it's coming from, the ways that Shaitan can tempt us, and what kind of weapons Allah give it to us, and how we use it. And when Iblis, alayhi la'natullah, may Allah curse him, he disobeyed Allah. Also, we have to stand up for a moment and remember, he disobeyed Allah with arrogance. He disobeyed Allah with stubbornness. He disobeyed Allah almost like a champion. He disobeyed Allah with knowledge. He know who is Allah. He living in the kingdom of Allah. He saw how Allah created Adam. But we talk about it, it was his jealousy. Jealousy was a major element of his disease, which created arrogance. He's not content with what Allah gave him. And we take another side. When Adam alayhi salam disobeyed Allah, it was a different kind of disobedience. He disobeyed Allah after Iblis alayhi la'natullah, may Allah curse him, he make him forget Allah advice. We have to be careful to the steps, because the same steps Shaitan use it all the time. Number one, he make you forget Allah advice. Number two, he decorated his whisper with something similar to what Allah said to you, but in the opposite of Allah's command. He will never tell you commit adultery, drink alcohol, no way. He will never do that. Shaitan always whisper to you to decorate the action until you love it, and now you go for it by yourself. You see? This is why we call him a deceiver. He deceive us. But number one, he make you forget. Imagine also some scholar, he said something beautiful. Imagine the shaitan make Adam forget is when he advised him to eat from the tree And he said, this is a tree of the kingdom. It make you an angel, and it will never, you will never go again in your shape. Now, if this tree was so good, how come he didn't eat from it? You see? Can you see how much he deceived? Adam even don't think about it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written it this way. But with the wisdom behind it. And the devil, after Allah curse him and he tell him to go with Adam, he promised Allah to stray the son of Adam until the day of judgment. He promised. He promised, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except those the sincere one for me. Even it is a pure, sincere one for me. But it's very important, sincerity. The more we build sincerity, the more we are far away from the nets of the devil. Sincerity is the key, ikhlas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised, he advised. Why we are trapped in the net of shaitan? Because we forget the message and the advice of Allah. By this way, the first weapons we have, Allah give it to us against our weakness, our temptation, our shaitan, and all shayateen, is Allah's advice. If we hold tight to Allah's advice, Allah promise, whoever do that, I will protect him. Number one, I will guide him. I will save him from the temptation and the weakness and shaitan. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trial Adam? Allah trial Adam in Jannah because this was the first test. And we said the first test not for only him, because for all of us. Look at the wisdom of Allah. Allah, when he created Adam, what he said? He said, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضَ خَلِيفَةً. The moment he created Adam, he said, I create you to be my representative in the earth. You see what now how is the sequence go? But after he created him and Hawa, as it in Eve, he told them to go to Jannah. Means he have to do something to let them out of Jannah. To the same sequence of a test and the trial continue. A wisdom again from Allah. And also to Allah teach us the first steps. You forget, you listen to shaitan, you commit sins, now ask me for forgiveness. And make tawbah, repent. And once we make tawbah, tawbah has an element. Number one is to stop what we're doing. Number two, to feel shy and very sad of what we did. and we promise Allah we're not going back to what we done. This tawbah. Once we do that, we pass the trial. And all our life is a trial. Because also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised, when Adam alayhi salam did what he did, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, go back to the earth, or go down to the earth. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوًا. You will be an enemy of each other. Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put now the beginning of the trial. He sent you on earth with an enemy. We are enemy of each other. Between us and shaitan, enemy. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ عَدُوًا لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advise us. Shaitan is our enemy. Get away from him. Don't listen to him. And he give us something will happen if we listen to shaitan. If you listen to him, you will be shaqi. You will be in a calamity. You will be stray. And if you do not listen to him, if you listen to him also, you will be an oppressor. Oppressor against yourself because you denied the right of Allah over you, of listening to advice of Allah, and you listen to advice of the enemy of Allah, which shaitan. What we learn from that? We learn from that is the first step to be saved from the net of shaitan is to hold the robe of Allah in our heart. How? By knowledge. Knowledge is the key. Without knowledge of Allah, you cannot fight the enemy of Allah. Because the only one who knows the enemy of Allah is Allah. And He tell you how to fight your enemy. By this way, the more you get closer to Allah, and the more you're learning about the advice of Allah to you, the more you will prepare yourself in the battle against shaitan. And there's no another way. Now, when Adam alayhi salam commit the sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach Adam what to say. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسْنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If Allah, we oppress ourselves, we are ظالمين, we oppressor to ourselves. And if you do not forgive us and give us mercy, we will be among those losers. In other hand, shaitan, he makes sense, but he did not do that. This is what Allah wants. Every time we commit sins or mistake or weakness, what we do? We be humble. And we announce it between ourselves and Allah. And this is the beginning of the real key toward Allah. Always ask Allah, oh Allah, we are weak. Oh Allah, forgive us, give us mercy, and accept us, Ya Allah. If we keep doing that, Allah will take our hand toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first calamity when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow it to happen by His wisdom, and He put it in Quran for us to read it and see the roots of the problem and where it's coming from. For example, when the shaitan was with them in Jannah, what he said? He keep whispering, eat from it. You will be an angel. You will live forever. But actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them they will live forever. Allah promised them they will never be hunger and thirst. They will always joy. Can you see the same thing over and over again? Is he never asked him to commit something wrong. He just made them forget the word of Allah and rename it and replay it in different way, twist it. This is the work of shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give us a main advice now for us. He said, the son of Adam, don't let shaitan deceive you the way he deceived your father and your mother from Jannah. He will take away from you the main clothing, the main sutra, the main covering. And the main covering Allah gave it to us is taqwa, not clothing. Clothing will cover your body, and the taqwa will cover your soul. Cover it from mischief, from being arrogant, from being away from Allah. And this is the main wisdom behind it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to son of Adam. Is I will send you a guidance. Whoever hold it, he will never be stray. And whoever did not follow up, he will be stray and he will be in a calamity in this life and hereafter. Now, if we take ourselves, what's happening to us? Shaitan make us, we cannot claim now the colonialism did this to us. Because whatever they did it by the will of Allah. Today we acting exactly like Shaitan. Shaitan, he blame Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Shaitan, he said, you the one you tricked me. Allah do not want to do that. Allah, he want us when we have a trial, we'll be honest and sincere. How? Oh Allah, forgive us. We forget, we are weak, give us repent, and give us guidance. But shaitan, he was arrogant. You, Allah, trick me. You the one, you did it. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Today, as a Muslim, what we do? Old or young, my father did this, my mother did this. And the father and mother said, my grandparents did not teach me. And grandparents said, oh, we have a colonialism. And the colony by British or French or whatever, they would not allow us to study. All this in the Day of Judgment will not work. If you look at us, we have 1 week. All of us have 1 week. All of us have 24 hours a day. All of us have a soul. But each one of us is spending his time in a different way. What's the difference? Time is the same. The soul is the same. The creator is the same. Allah is the same. Everything is the same. What's the difference? It's condition. Why the condition is not the same? As a trial again according to our state of the heart and what we desire. Shaitan is the same. My shaitan is not different than your shaitan. Yes, we have a separate personal shaitan, but we have the main shaitan all over. By this way, we have equal everything because Allah is just. By this way, the first test for us today is to be sincere and say, stop it. It's not my job. It's not the time. You see, I called many people last week. Everybody's busy. Busy what? Football game. You know? Or soccer. By this way, we cannot claim we have no time. The only time we have no time, we said it before, is death. But the only thing we have now is sincerity. Is me really believing Allah and believing Jannah? Is me really today, I want to do something for Jannah? When Adam alayhi salam went to earth and Eve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow Eve to have son and daughter, son and daughter, son and daughter. By this way, every time she have one in the stomach, they get married. And little by little, the marriage start apart. We heard about the story of Habil and Qabil. And how Qabil killed his own brother, Habil. Why? Anybody remember why?
Jealousy.
Jealousy. MashaAllah. Allah yiftah alik, brother Muhammad. Why? Why he was jealous? What Habil has, Qabil do not have. At this time is no Mercedes Benz, is no houses, is no Lexus, you know? It's not too much going on.
One support Shaitan, one support Allah.
Allah yiftah alik. But how will we put it? Brother Muhammad, he said, one support Allah, one support Shaitan. You see, Allah said it in Quran. When Qabil questioned his son, his brother Habil, okay, about the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the trial, Allah gave it to them, what Habil said, إِنَّمَا اللَّهِ يَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept only from the pious people. In some weak report is, it was a trial for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, whoever put something and whoever Allah accept, he will marry certain daughter or whatever. The report is weak, we're not going to the detail anyway. Is the trial is everyone will put something or you know offering something toward Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from whoever he want, and the one Allah will accept from him, he will be the rewarder of whatever topic which we're not sure about. Now, when Allah accepted from Habil, Qabil get upset. Exactly. Can you see the same matter, the same sequence? If I have a brother or a sister, Allah give them piety, why I get upset? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more money than me, why I get upset? If Allah give you health more than me, why I get upset? If Allah give you a wife or a kid or you more beautiful than me, why I get upset? Everything from Allah is a trial for us. To test our contentment between us and Allah. You see? Can you see the same thing, the same core? Contentment of what Allah give you is number one. This is why even in one of the verse, when Shaitan promised Allah, he said in the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even Shaitan, he said it, and you will not find the majority of your slave servant is shakirin. You will not find them thanking you. You see? But this was the first quality of people. Shaitan will do a good job with them. The one do not thanks Allah. Today you find a lot of people said, thank you Allah, thank you Alhamdulillah. But their eyes is full of shayateen. Their heart full of shayateen. Why? You go in a place, I look. What you have, what I do not have. If you have a living room, better than mine. If you have a house, better than me. If your kids is more, have success than my kids. You see, everybody's keep, like, you know, comparing. If your heart is content, what you compare? What Allah has given you, what Allah has given you. What Allah has given him, what Allah has given him. Everyone, Allah gave him something similar. It's not the same. For wisdom, Allah, no. It is my job to test and find out who Allah gave him and not. It's not my job. I cannot give myself, you cannot give yourself. Allah is the giver. Allah is the provider. And this is the core. This is the core to get away from the net of shaitan. Can you see? Contentment. To be content with what Allah give you. In the old days, I used to hear from different people is an eye of contentment an eye of evil. Meaning, if you are content, why you look to others? You see? Why you look to the car of others? The shape of others? The body of others? Why? Like my father, may Allah give him mercy, he used to tell me, if you see somebody coming to visit you and he look all over, don't let him come anymore. His eyes full of shayateen, evil. He coming with comparing. His nafs, his soul is not content with what Allah gave them. By this way, the first moment he enter your house, he keep looking. Looking for what? What kind of decoration you have? What I do not have and you have? And you always even, you know, have a cycle. When you get this, from where you get it? How much? And shaitan makes him make calculation. To the point he can be busy all night to try to figure out how much you make, how much you might save, how you get this car, how you get this house, why you dressing like that, why you have this, why you do not have that. And look at this calamity. Is more calamity than that?
Then you get sleepless night.
And you get miserable. What's that?
A sleepless night.
And you have a sleepless night, mashallah. And now you have to have bills, you have some, you know. You see, this is net of shaitan. This why this particular nafs, this particular soul is a dirty soul, a sick soul. Allah hates it most because it's not content with what Allah gives. And believe it or not, you can find a very rich people. And once they go to you, again, why? They are rich in money. They might have houses more than you, but they're not content. And everywhere they go, they compare. If they do not like something in your house to compare with, they will compare with your kids. If they do not find your kids, they will compare with your wife. If they do not find your kids, they will compare with... Anyways, you will compare anyway. They're not content. They always want to grab more. Tama. What is tama? Greed. This is another thing, greed. Because greed is sickness. And has no end. And unless Allah put the person in hellfire. And this is the core of all our problem and all our disease. All of us. Why you have no time for Allah? Because you are arrogant. Why you are arrogant? Because you think I will live longer, or I'm young, I have a good health. Why I listen to you? Why is you? You see, some people, shaitan deceives them in different way. It's like they're looking for a certain person. You do not teach me, I teach you. You see? Shaitan deceives people in different way. What is the aim of Shaitan? To let you lose your time. Day after day, day after day, and before you know it, he tell you tomorrow, you have time, don't worry about it. Next week, you have time. Next week, you have time. One of the scholar, he said, if Shaitan tell you next day and next week and next hour, meaning you will never do it. He get you already. He has all the time, you do not have it. You have limited time, he has the time until the day of judgment. You are too young, you are healthy, don't worry about it. And we forget how many people die young. How many father bury his own daughter and his own son. And we think we get the wisdom behind it. Why? Why we do not get with the wisdom? Why? Anybody tell me why, from what we learn now? Why, Brother Muhammad? You want to know why? Very simple. Go back to the advice of Allah, you will know why. What's the first trick of Shaitan to us? Huh? What about our sister on the right hand side? What's the first trick Shaitan uses against us? What is it? What is it?
Uncontentment.
Yes, but what one of the tricks?
He makes us forget.
Na mashallah. Number one is forget. What's the enemy against forgetting? What is it? What Allah advised us to do? Remember Allah. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Seek knowledge from those who remember Allah and know if you do not know. By this why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent us the tool and the weapons to offset our enemy, our weakness. By this way, if Shaitan tried to make us forget, if I'm a believer, what I do? I go watch football? I go become a slave to TV? A slave to nonsense? I keep all night? Or I go back to Allah and ask His advice? The moment I seek advice from Allah, what Allah will tell me? Remember me. Once I remember Allah, meaning I will remember my destination, I will remember my goal, I remember where I'm going, I remember the grave, I remember life after death, I remember sitting in the grave, I remember the day of judgment, I remember paradise, I remember hellfire, I remember my duty, I remember why I'm created here. I'm a representative of Allah in earth to make the khilafah in my family, in myself, in my community, in the whole ummah. I have a job, I have a duty. If I have a job and I have a duty, I will have time to sit in the front of the TV? No. I will have time to dance? No. I will have time to chat? No. I have no time. Because either I'm in a time remembering of Allah, preparing my weapons, or I'm in a time seeking knowledge to do what? Why is the knowledge for you good for? Anybody tell me?
Sure.
What's that?
Yeah, sure.
What for? What's the knowledge for? You remember what Shaitan will do? Once he make you forget the advice of Allah, he will rename and twist the knowledge of Allah. By this way, he make you forget your purpose of life. He make you forget your goal. He make you forget who you are. He make you forget what you're doing. He make you forget death. He make you forget you are vulnerable to die anymore. All this once he make you forget because you do not have the knowledge. If you have the knowledge, you will have the weapon against every word he give it to you in your ear or your heart. He cannot penetrate for so long. He can penetrate for a short time only, but not for too long. By this way, remembering Allah is like the castles to save us from our enemy. The knowledge of Allah is the weapons against our enemy. Because you cannot sit in a castle without a weapons. You see? Fear of Allah, taqwa, is the connection between you and Allah to give you the ability to use these weapons. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to, when shaitan promised Allah to will take care about us all and make us astray, he said, except those who are pure, sincere to me. By this way, I have a job to build my sincerity and to build the pureness of my sincerity and my soul, because the more it is pure, the more I connected to Allah. The more I connected to Allah, the more He gave me the ability to use the weapons against my enemy. You see now the sequence? It needs knowledge. It needs connection. It needs dhikr. It needs questioning. It needs awareness. It needs a witness. Anytime you forget the advice of Allah, wonder what happened. Right away, He will get you. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whoever forget, remember of Allah, Allah will give him shaitan. He will be his companion. If your companion is shaitan, he will tell you to do good deed. He will tell you sit down, do dhikr. He will tell you do good, you know. He will not do, he will hold his job to make you forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah advice. How we do what we're talking about, how we put it in practice. Because it's our aim now. We learn the story. But this is the story of Adam. And Adam, Allah know how many million or billion of years. Now we are in America. How this can be relevant to me in America? Very simple. Because the same concept is the same. Number one is me studying Allah's advice. Is me knowing what Allah wants from me. What is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Imagine I want to attack or fight an enemy, I do not know even who he is, what his quality, what he has. How you fight someone you do not know his power? And how you fight someone and you do not have nothing to fight with? All this Allah explained to us with the knowledge of Allah. The more I get closer to Allah, He will open the road for me. He will give me. This is the core. This is the core. Today in America, why I'm not doing that? Because I was been deceived for so long. To the point I've been bewailed. To the point I did not only forget the word of Allah, I forget the word of Allah. And shaitan make me, I forget what I forgot. By this way, I'm living in a forgotten state. I do not know who am I. Imagine working, sleeping, working, sleeping, working, sleeping, working, sleeping. But what is our goal in our life? What is the end? And in a weekend, we sit in the front of the TV or chat all the time. It's almost like time has no value. And we think this is relaxing our time. I'm a slave to Allah. And if I'm a slave to Allah and believe in paradise, I should be a champion in how I get closer to Allah. To purify myself, to save myself from the temptation and weakness. I have a job in earth to spread the word of Allah. This is my job, this is my duty as a Muslim. I'm a representative of Allah in earth. who is the Most High. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this to live it, inculcate it, invite to it. My dream is how Allah will be, inshallah, pleased with me. My goal is how I die as a Muslim and how I embrace Islam and I let other enter to the fold of Islam by the will of Allah, the maximum I can. My duty is to help each Muslim and help mankind to go out from darkness to light, from the torture of Allah to the mercy of Allah, from hellfire to paradise, from dead to life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, مثل الذي يذكر الله والذي لا يذكر الله كمثل الحي والميت. The one who remember Allah and the one who do not remember Allah, like the life and death. The one who remember Allah, his heart is life, because he connected his heart to the one who never died. And the one who do not remember Allah, he's dead. Doesn't mean how much he walk and do, but his heart is dead. And this reality. And this why today, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of, it will time come, we will bury our dead, and we will not gain wisdom from it. They ask him, Ya Rasulullah, how? Because he cannot even comprehend that. He said of the meaning of, before they leave the market, or before they leave the grave land, they will talk about the market and their life affair. We have it, all of us. Meaning our heart is dead somehow, in somehow extent. How I make my heart live again? I have to go back to Allah and cry to Allah and ask Allah to make my heart live. I have to remember Allah more. I have to look only to one thing. What will happen when I die? What I'm preparing for? How many good deeds I have? How much I advise other? How much I said to my parents or my kids, no, don't do that. Talk to Allah, make salah, read Quran, go learn, seek knowledge of Allah. But today, my daughter or my son, if they have a good degree, I'm happy. It doesn't matter if pray, if they do not pray. If they are Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. But what matters is how much money they have, how good jobs they have, if they have a good car or not. Look at blindness. They can go to Hellfire Express, but they have material status, and I'm happy. And if they embrace Islam and they do not have too much money, I'm sad. You see, everything becomes upside down. What this meaning? Meaning the advice of Allah has been forgotten. Okay, what is the solution? Go back and read Quran. Read a hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Spend your time in a good manner. Learn about your Islam. Visit the sick. Visit the needy. Visit your own member of the family. Remind them. Share with them what you know. Because we're all responsible. Be kind and generous, just to bring them closer to you. And most of all, to set the role model. I have to live it. Because I cannot advise you of something I do not do. I have to live it. I have to live what I'm talking about. I have to be day and night thinking about one thing. If I die tonight, how I meet Allah? How I spend my time? What is in my heart? Is Allah the greatest in my heart? or my family is the greatest, or my daughter is my greatest, or my son is my greatest, or my car, or my house, or my job, or my money, or my health, or my whatever it is. This is something we have to really learn how to train ourselves. To really, when we said Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, the reality of Allah in our heart. And otherwise we see what's going on to us. We become now what we're doing. We become just doing the routine worship and the ritual, we're doing it, but the heart is empty. Why again? The remembrance of Allah. By this way, having ourselves in an environment belong to Allah is our duty. Duty, obligation. Building the right environment like what we're doing now is obligation. Inviting others is obligation. Try to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and help each other is obligation. By engaging in all that, learning and teaching and learning and teaching and learning and teaching and spreading, now I start my step to act as a slave of Allah. And once I do that, shaitan will never leave me alone. Now you find people will come to you, oh, you are a loser. If you work one day extra, you can make money and save. And at the end of the year, you have $5,000 more. You stupid? You sit at home doing nothing? You can go to the internet and learn Islam. You have Bukhari and Islam in internet. You have Quran, you have this, you have Tafsir, you have Hadith. But the same people who tell you that, I never see some of them do it. You see? Look at the trick of Shaitan. Because Islam, you do not learn it by computer. Islam, you learn it from a learned people. People sacrifice. By this way, you gain from what they're doing by their own manner. Yes, the Quran has the word of Allah, but it needs the people who have the quality of the Quran in themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised, whoever forget my word, he is an oppressor and he will live in calamity. What more calamity than being a slave to the material status? And we see death day after day. It's almost like my mother never died, my father never died, my grandfather never died. Like it's almost like, you see, Shaitan make me live like I never die. And I can be next any minute, any day. And this is reality, my brother and sister in Islam. For this, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sincerity and give us tawfiq to implement what we hear and gain knowledge of what we're talking about, inshallah. Any question or any concern about what we said? The worst enemy against us, which we forget, is Shaitan. Today, the whole Muslim Ummah, they won't fight the non-Muslim. But they forget, how I fight the non-Muslim with my own enemy, I never complete fighting against her. How I fight non-Muslim, which I do not know their power and strength, with my own enemy and my own weakness, I never conquered them. Islam teach us, number one, I conquered my desire. If I conquered my desire, I will able to conquer my temptation. If I conquered my temptation, I close the door of Shaitan. If I close the door of Shaitan, I'm ready to attack Shaitan and not allow him to penetrate inside of me. If I do that, now I'm a slave to Allah. If I'm a slave to Allah, I will be busy working for Allah. Imagine a person have anemia and he cannot walk, and you tell him you have to go in Olympic and run 400 meter in, for example, 2 minutes or 1.5 minutes. He said, "You're nuts. I cannot even walk." This is our condition. This is our condition. This is why we have to go back to the reality. Because even today, why I'm jealous? Why I'm stingy? Because I'm stupid. Why I'm stupid? Because I'm blind. Why I'm blind? Because shaitan make me forget. You see the sequence? Meaning, I forget to read the advice of Allah and study it and take it with sincerity. Why? Because I'm astray for so long. Why? Because I have been following shaitan and I did not follow Allah. Can I blame anybody? No. Do not blame except yourself. This is the core. This is the core of everything. And each one among us today, we have responsibility to digest, inshallah, what we said, to live it, and ask Allah, this is how it starts. Oh Allah, don't make me a slave to shaitan. Don't make me a slave to my weakness and my desire. Oh Allah, don't make me slave to material status. And make me a slave only and purely to you, Ya Allah. What is the sign of sincerity of what I'm saying? You! What is the sign of sincerity of what I'm saying? I said it before. Sister on the right hand side. If this dua, if I pray to Allah to give me this, what is the sign of my sincerity? Come on, make me happy. I said it many times. Sister Zarida, you here?
Yes.
Okay. What is the sign? How I know if my prayer to Allah is sincere or not? How I know?
You build a iman?
No, how I know? Not what will happen. How I know? We said it before. You see how shaitan works? Anyone?
You keep asking for it.
Meaning, if I am sincere, what I'm going to do? It will ache me. It will ache me. I do not want to be a slave to shaitan. And if I do not want to be a slave to shaitan and a slave to material, what I will do? I keep calling Allah. I keep calling Allah. Oh Allah, don't make me slave to dunya. Don't make me slave to other. Don't make me slave to myself. Don't make me slave to shaitan. Don't make me slave to anybody except you, Ya Allah. How many times I do that? All the time. What happened if I'm a slave to shaitan and do I do not do? I remember it once a week. Once every pray. Once in a while. Is this enough? No. Because if I really want something, what it will do to me? If I really desire something, what it will do to me? It will ache me until I receive it. You agree with me? And if it ache me until I receive it, meaning it is in my mind all the time. And if it's in my mind all the time, meaning I remember it all the time. Can you see it? This reality. Why we do not get that today? Because I remember everything. 99% in a day. And maybe guidance I remember it once a day. To be a slave to Allah once a week. Allah will give me according to how much I want. Can you see? But if I keep day and night, I'm driving in the car and keep crying, oh Allah,
I do not want to be a slave to my job. Oh Allah, I do not want to be a slave to Adana. Oh Allah, I do not want to be a slave to their style of living. Oh Allah, I want to be a slave to you only, Ya Allah. This meaning honesty, sincerity. But today we scare. You see, again, shaitan make you scared. Oh, what about the mortgage? What about the car? What about the family? Who going to pay this? Who going to pay that? What are you going to do? It's not your business. Allah will take care about you. You want work for Allah. Allah will not give you. Allah said it. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ. Shaitan, he promised you poverty. And Allah, يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised you forgiveness and mercy and paradise. Can you see? We're listening to shaitan and we think we do not listen to shaitan. Because if we read Quran, really read Quran, we will see what Allah advised us to do and what shaitan will ask us to do. Allah, he make it clear to us. And no way you will understand that unless you reading the advice of Allah all the time. If you do not do that, wonder what happened. Shaitan make you forget. And once he make you forget, this is a step of being a slave to shaitan and you do not know. And this is all of us, we are victim of it. We are a victim of shaitan and we do not know. If we today understand this topic, we will really, now number one, we will really study whom? Whom?
Allah.
No, shaitan. You see, number one, you study shaitan. How you study shaitan? How? By the advice from Allah. You see? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, I send you on earth and I send with you your enemy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you that and you do not take this advice seriously and you forget about your enemy, you are finished. Can you see it? If I cannot take my enemy as an enemy, what is meaning? I forget he is my enemy, meaning he is my friend and I forget. Very simple, because also I worry about reading Quran with Fatha and Dhamma and I'm not worried about the advice of Allah. And I stop. If tonight we study only one verse and we understand it and we live it, it's better for us than study one bara, one juz, and we do not know the wisdom behind it. If we leave today with one only thing in our mind, where is shaitan from me? You want to know where is shaitan from you? How much eat from you? Very simple. How much you remember Allah? How much you remember dunya? How much you working for Allah? How much you working for dunya? How much you rely on Allah? How much you rely on yourself and shaitan? Today we're not relying on Allah. We rely on Allah when we die. We rely on Allah when we're sick. When we paralyzed, but after too late. But this time is the time to start learning how to build iman. How to build faith in Allah. How to capture our desire for Allah. How to study the footsteps of shaitan. Allah tell you, this dunya is very limited. Why are we building? Imagine I go now to George Washington Bridge and I start building a house in a bridge. Everybody will tell me I am a cuckoo. The city will come with a bulldozer and just dump it in the river. Right? But this is what we're doing. Allah said it's a bridge. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ubruha wa la tu'ammiruha." Cross it and do not build it. Cross it and do not build it. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ Dunya, the earth and what it contains, created for you. And you are created for paradise. But what we doing? Once we sit down with each other, what we talk about? How much you make? How much you save? How you can make more? How you can do this? What kind of car? What kind of this? What kind of house? What kind of living room? What kind of a sneaker? What kind of a socks? What?
Okay, we could bargain.
Everything except Allah. What you said, Muhammad?
You're looking for good bargains.
You're looking for a good bargain. But believe it or not, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said it in Quran many times, but again, we never read it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى Allah purchased from the believer themselves and their money. One scholar, one time when I was young, he came and he gave khutbah and he keeps screaming and crying. He said, imagine, if you do not sell to Allah, and Allah already tell you, I purchase it from you. Do you know who you're going to give it to? If you do not give it to Allah? Whom?
Shaitan.
By this way, if I do not give myself and my soul and my money to Allah, I will give it to the enemy of Allah. Is any middle, any another way? Nowhere. Any given time, either you give yourself to Allah and your money to Allah, or you give it to shaitan and temptation and desire and stupid things and long hope and all this from shaitan. You see? Can you find somebody better than Allah to have bargain with him? Tell me. You have anybody can fulfill the promise more than Allah? You have anybody can give you more money and more promise for yourself more than Allah? Some people, some early scholars, they said, this verse is very straightforward. Meaning you have no choice. You already, the choice has been done. You claim you are a believer, give me yourself and your money. How I give myself and my money? Some people said, complete the verse. Because the verse said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ And Allah will give them the price is Jannah, paradise. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ They will fight in the path of Allah. فَيَقْتِلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ They will kill and they will be killed. By this way, they wanted to complete the verse, but they forget. The condition in the beginning is very known. Is today I have to fight to get what Allah promised? No. Because Allah said, give me. You can die in the path of Allah in many, many ways. If Allah wants you to die in the path of Allah as a martyr, MashaAllah, you can be a martyr if you save other Muslim. You see, every time it has a different condition. If all the Muslim now go to the battlefield and stop fighting, who will teach? Who will take care about other? You see? To be a slave to Allah and give to Allah yourself and money, meaning yourself, your soul, your thinking, your heart, your desire for Allah and your money, every time something happens, Allah is number one. Your main budget for Allah. What about your family, your this, your need? Allah will take care about it and good barakah inshaAllah. And don't forget, something else we are sick of it today. We want both. We want this material status and we want Jannah. We want enjoy life and we want paradise. It doesn't work. If Allah won't give you a gift in life, it's different. But you should not aim for it. You aim for Allah. And whatever Allah give you, you are content. And you are satisfied. This is why what we're learning tonight, no way we will understand it and comprehend it unless we start put it in action. And it started by the status of the heart. Whatever, how much far am I? All I do is start crying to Allah, ask Allah day and night, everywhere. If I'm working too much, oh Allah, you the only one. Make me work for you, oh Allah. Make me work for you, Ya Allah. Open from me, Ya Allah. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
You see, because we forget the power of Allah. If Allah won't make the whole earth a slave to us, He will make it a slave to us. But where is the soul and the heart only want Allah? Where? Where is the one only worry about spreading the deen of Allah? Where is the one worry about saving Islam? Where is the one worry about the condition of others? Where is the one who worry about what's happening in earth, who mischief? We are supposed to be the supporter of Allah in earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, you give me victory, I will give you victory. Allah do not need us to give him victory. We give Allah victory by implementing and living Islam. By having Allah as the greatest in our heart. We do that, Allah promised, I will open the door. I will give you victory. Victory against yourself. Victory against your devil. Victory against your enemy. And I will fulfill your need. I will take care about your affair. This reality, my brother and sister in Islam. By this way, the main wisdom of what we're doing, how we can take the teaching and advice and a wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of what happening to Adam alayhi salam, and how to implement it in our life. Anyone can summarize it for me? What is the main learning we can learn from what happening and this teaching of Allah? Subhanallah, if we are in college now, what grade do you think you're going to get? How are you implementing something you do not know? You see, we have to live with focused mind. What the steps? This is what Allah tell us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Adam, I will teach you how to seek, you know, refuge to me and how to get forgiven by me. Allah teach him what to say. By this way, we should have a program. Number one, we seek Allah help. To ask Allah to save us from ourselves, our desire, our temptation, our shaitan. If we sincere, what we do? What's that? We keep asking all the time. It will ache me. After that, what we do? We take a step toward whom? Huh? We take a step toward whom? Allah. How? By remember Allah. By reading Quran. Reading different book from the Hadith. Get to know who's Allah. What Allah want to teach us. What His wisdom. What's the wisdom from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Okay? Number, what, three or four? Four? What we do else? Building environment. Save ourselves by being in the right environment.
Save our time and value our time. What else? Seek knowledge from those who know. What else? Advise others to save others. What else? And do not listen to the temptation and whisper of the shaitan. And always aim, I'm going to die tonight. This is the key. Always aim, tonight is my last night in earth. If we can. It's not easy, but try. Try to not leave one day without good deed. If one day passed and you did not do something, you should be crying and ask Allah, what's happening to me? Give me Allah, don't make me lose my day. Don't even aim for a week, aim by day. Don't ever aim for a year or a week or a month, aim by day. If you start aiming day by day, you will be free from the first trick of shaitan. Still, you don't worry about it tomorrow. Don't worry about it tomorrow. Don't worry about it tomorrow. And before you know, it's no tomorrow. Okay, inshallah. We're going to do that, inshallah. We're going to set the intention. And we're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Inshallah. Any question, any concern about what we said? Or any something else can benefit us in this life and hereafter. Don't forget, if we really start acting according to what we say, automatically you should come with a lot of questions. Why? Because you will have many situations in your life and you want to know how to deal with it according to Allah and the teaching of the Prophet. Once you are engaged in really toward Allah, you will have a lot of questions because you want to make sure what you're doing. Okay, inshallah? Okay, any question, any concern? Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik ashadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka atubu ilayk wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين